This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The latest thing for big technology companies isn't merely to dominate their particular corner of the web. Search for Google, social for Facebook, you get the idea. They also want to own the pipes that bring the internet to you. Google has been laying cables in the oceans around Asia. Facebook has bought fiber to move traffic back and forth from its data centers. The problem is that hardware access to the internet is still largely controlled by old-line telecommunications companies. Marketplace's Queenie Kim explains.
Alan Hammond is the director of the Broadband Institute at Santa Clara University. And when I asked him, why do the tech giants want control of how the internet is delivered? He launched into a fairy tale of the three billy goats gruff.
There were three billy goats gruff who wanted to cross the bridge to eat the green grass on the other side.
The first goat tries to cross, but the troll living under the bridge tells him to get off.
In this case, the troll under the bridge is the telcos.
Or telecom companies. The bridge is the internet pipeline that they control. And the goats are tech companies like Google, Netflix, and Amazon who need that bridge to deliver their content. In the fairy tale, the goats get rid of the troll. But in real life, Hammond says,
instead of getting rid of the troll, they'll build their own bridge.
Hammond says companies like Verizon have made it clear they want to start charging tech giants for distributing data-heavy content like video. Dan Beeler is a telecom analyst at Forrester. He says it's not just video that the tech giants are worried about. As our lives move on to the cloud, tech companies need an ever bigger pipeline.
So if you upload a document on Dropbox, if you're using Google Apps, so documents that are cloud-based,
Beeler says there's also the apps on your smartphone, your Fitbits, and more companies are ditching their servers and renting space on Amazon, Google, and Microsoft's cloud. In San Francisco, I'm Queenie Kim for Marketplace.